In this bulletin, the death toll from a missile strike on a train station in Ukraine rises to 50. COVID boosters for teenagers one step closer. And in racing, Chaz Mostert notches up his second victory of the supercar season. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The death toll from a rocket strike on a railway station in Ukraine has risen to 50, with scores more injured. The station in Kramatorsk in the eastern region of Donetsk was packed with civilians trying to flee an anticipated Russian offensive in the area. The mayor of the town estimates about 4,000 people were gathered there. Regional authorities say the station was hit by a short-range ballistic missile that held cluster munitions, which explode in mid-air, releasing small bomblets over a wider area. Russia has denied responsibility for the missile strike. United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the strike is a gross violation of international law for which the perpetrators must be held to account.
The strike on the Kramatorsk railway station in eastern Ukraine today, which killed and injured scores of civilians waiting to be evacuated, including many women, children and elderly, and other attacks against civilians and on civilian infrastructures are completely unacceptable.
Meanwhile, top officials from the European Union have visited the site of alleged Russian atrocities in the Ukrainian city of Bucha. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell visited one of three mass graves that have been found in Bucha since the retreat of Russian troops. The EU officials have vowed to support Ukraine in whatever way possible, including with weapons, and to help the country join the European Union. Ursula von der Leyen also responded to what she'd seen in Bucha.
The unthinkable has happened here. We have seen the cruel face of Putin's army. We have seen the recklessness and the cold-heartedness with which they have been occupying the city.
Flooding is expected to continue in New South Wales, despite weather forecasts predicting the easing of heavy rainfall. The State Emergency Service says a large amount of water has been dumped on already saturated catchments, and flooding threats remain real from this latest deluge. COVID-19 boosters are one step closer to being rolled out for 12 to 15-year-olds, following a decision by the medical regulator. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has granted provisional approval for the Pfizer COVID booster to be used for this age group. A final decision will still have to be made by the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. The TGA recommended 12 to 15-year-olds receive their COVID booster 6 months after their initial vaccine course. The first black woman to be appointed to the United States Supreme Court says her nomination is a moment the entire country could be proud of. President Joe Biden's pick, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, was confirmed as the nominee to take to the bench during a Senate hearing yesterday. During an emotional address at the White House following the nomination, Judge Brown Jackson said it had been just one generation in her family from segregation to the Supreme Court. She says her appointment is her life's greatest honor.
It has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States. But we've made it.
To sport, and reigning Bathurst 1000 champion Chaz Mostert has notched up his second victory of the supercars season after saluting in the opening race of the Melbourne 400. Mostert finished more than 8 seconds ahead of pole sitter David Reynolds with an impressive drive at the Albert Park Grand Prix circuit. The supercars will be back on track for two more sprint races today before the finale for the weekend on Sunday morning ahead of the Formula One Grand Prix. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it's expected to be a mostly sunny day with a top of 23 degrees. Adelaide, sunny as well, and 28. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 29. 26, Hobart sunny 24, Canberra a shower or two 21, Wollongong showers 22, Sydney also showers 24, Newcastle a shower or two there as well 25, Brisbane a shower or two and 27, Cairns a possible shower and 31, and in Darwin it's expected to be a mostly sunny day with a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.